This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Spialto Respimat. Active ingredients, tiotropium, as bromide monohydrate / olodaterol, as hydrochloride. This leaflet provides important information about using Spialto Respimat. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Spialto Respimat. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Spialto Respimat? Spialto Respimat contains the active ingredients tiotropium, as bromide monohydrate, and olodaterol, as hydrochloride. Tiotropium belongs to a group of medicines called anticholinergics. Olodaterol belongs to a group of medicines called long-acting bronchodilators. These medicines are used to relax the breathing tubes, or air passages that carry air to and from the lungs, and to keep the air passages in the lungs open, and make breathing easier. Spialto Respimat is used for the treatment of chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD. COPD is a serious lung condition that can cause difficulty in breathing and constant coughing. The term COPD is associated with the conditions chronic bronchitis and emphysema. Symptoms of COPD include shortness of breath, cough, chest discomfort, and coughing up phlegm. Regular use of Spialto Respimat can also help when you have ongoing shortness of breath related to your disease, and will help minimize the effects of the disease on your everyday life. As COPD is a long-term condition, you should take Spialto Respimat every day, even if you do not have breathing problems or other symptoms of COPD. What should I know before I use Spialto Respimat? Warnings. Do not use Spialto Respimat to relieve an acute attack of breathlessness or wheezing. You will need a different type of medicine, known as a reliever, for this. Spialto Respimat should only be used for maintenance treatment of your COPD. Do not use Spialto Respimat if you are allergic to tiotropium, as bromide monohydrate, or olodaterol, as hydrochloride, or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Atropine, or substances related to it, e.g. ipratropium or oxytropium. Do not use Spialto Respimat to treat underscore asthma. Safety and effectiveness in the treatment of asthma has not been established. Tell your doctor if you have any allergies to any other medicines or any other substances, such as foods, preservatives, or dyes. Check with your doctor if you have or have had any of the following medical conditions. Asthma. You should not use Spialto Respimat to treat your asthma. Acute worsening of your breathing problems. Heart problems. High blood pressure. Seizures. Overactive thyroid gland. Thyrotoxicosis. High pressure in the eye. Glaucoma. Kidney or liver problems. Problems with passing urine. Problems with your prostate gland. Diabetes. Severe liver problems. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Tell your doctor if you are pregnant, intend to become pregnant, are breastfeeding, or intend to breastfeed. Your doctor can discuss with you the risks and benefits involved. Children and adolescents. Do not give this medicine to a child or adolescent under the age of 18 years. Safety and effectiveness in children younger than 18 years have not been established. Eyes. Do not allow the mist to enter your eyes. Should this occur, immediately flush your eyes with cold tap water for several minutes, stop using Spialto Respimat, and immediately consult your doctor for further advice. If the mist enters the eye, it may result in eye pain or discomfort, blurred vision, seeing halos around lights, or colored images in association with red eyes, i.e. narrow-angle glaucoma. Eye symptoms may be accompanied by headache, nausea, or vomiting. Device. The Spialto Respimat reusable inhaler can only be used with Spialto Respimat cartridges. What if I'm taking or using other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, inhalers, including any medicines, inhalers, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines and Spialto Respimat may interfere with each other. These include Similar medicines used to treat your breathing problems, including other anticholinergic medicines such as ipratropium, medicines that can lower the amount of potassium in your blood. These include medicines used to treat breathing problems such as theophylline, steroids such as prednisolone and diuretics, water tablets, medicines used to treat high blood pressure, heart conditions, glaucoma and migraine such as propranolol, beta blockers, medicines used for glaucoma, including eye drops such as timolol, medicines used to treat depression and other mental disorders such as tricyclic antidepressants, amitriptyline, nortriptyline, clomipramine, dofepin, doxepin and imipramine, or monoamine oxidase, MAO inhibitors, like xylitolidine, moclobemide, phenelzine and tranexamic. You may need to take different amounts of your medicines, or you may need to take different medicines. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Spialto Respimat. How do I use Spialto Respimat? How much to use? Inhale 2 puffs, once a day at the same time of the day. You need to take 2 puffs to get the full dose. 2 puffs are equal to 1 dose. Each dose of Spialto Respimat will keep your air passages open for 24 hours. Follow the instructions provided and use Spialto Respimat until your doctor tells you to stop. When to use Spialto Respimat? Spialto Respimat should be used at about the same time each day. How to use Spialto Respimat? Spialto Respimat is for inhalation use only. The solution for inhalation is contained in the Spialto Respimat cartridge, and inhaled using the Spialto Respimat reusable inhaler supplied with the medicine. Make sure that you know how to use your Spialto Respimat reusable inhaler properly. Read the instructions for use, and follow the diagrams that show you how to use the Spialto Respimat reusable inhaler. The instructions for use are also available via the following hyperlink, https://medsinfo.com.au/media/biospiri. Use the Spialto Respimat reusable inhaler supplied in the pack to breathe in the solution containing the medicine from the Spialto Respimat cartridge. Insert the Spialto Respimat cartridge into the Spialto Respimat reusable inhaler to prepare the inhaler for use. The Spialto Respimat reusable inhaler releases a mist of solution slowly and gently, making it easy to inhale it into your lungs where it is needed. The mist containing the medication is released by pressing the dose release button. If you do not understand the instructions on how to use the Spialto Respimat reusable inhaler, ask your doctor or pharmacist for help. If you forget to use Spialto Respimat, use it as soon as you remember. If it is almost time for your next dose, skip the dose you missed and inhale just one dose at your usual time the next day. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose that you missed. This may increase the chance of you getting an unwanted side effect. If you are not sure what to do, ask your doctor or pharmacist. If you use too much Spialto Respimat. If you think that you have used too much Spialto Respimat, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 131126. Or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this, even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. Symptoms of an overdose may include chest pain, high or low blood pressure, dizziness, lightheadedness, blurred vision, changes in the heart rate, fast, slow, or irregular, palpitations, nervousness or feeling anxious, inability to sleep, headache, shaking or tremors, dry mouth, muscle cramps or spasm, muscle weakness, feeling sick, also called nausea, stomach pain, constipation, fatigue, generally feeling unwell, passing large amounts of urine, excessive thirst and having a dry mouth and skin, difficulty passing urine, increased rate of breathing. What should I know while using Spialto Respimat? Things you should do. Stop using Spialto Respimat and tell your doctor immediately if you get sudden tightness of the chest, coughing, wheezing, or breathlessness immediately after using the Spialto Respimat. These may be signs of a condition called bronchospasm. Keep all of your doctor's appointments so that your progress can be checked. Your doctor may do some tests from time to time to make sure the medicine is working and to prevent unwanted side effects. Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist you visit that you are using Spialto Respimat, especially if you are about to start any new medicine or if you are going to have surgery. If you are a smoker, you should stop smoking. Your doctor or pharmacist can advise you on the steps to take to quit smoking. Tell your doctor immediately if you become pregnant while using Spialto Respimat. Things you should not do. Do not use Spialto Respimat to relieve an acute attack of breathlessness or wheezing. If you become wheezy or tight in the chest before your next dose of Spialto Respimat is due, use a reliever puffer in the usual way. Spialto Respimat should only be used for maintenance treatment of your COPD. Do not use Spialto Respimat to treat any other complaints unless your doctor tells you to. Do not give this medicine to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Do not take any other medicines for your breathing problems without checking with your doctor. Do not stop using your medicine or lower the dosage without checking with your doctor. If you stop using it suddenly or lower the dosage, the signs and symptoms of your COPD may worsen. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how Spialto Respimat affects you. Spialto Respimat may cause dizziness or blurred vision in some people. If you have any of these symptoms, do not drive, operate machinery, or do anything else that could be dangerous. Looking after your medicine. Refer to the Respimat reusable inhaler instructions for use on how to clean and take care of your Spialto Respimat. Clean the mouthpiece, including the metal part inside the mouthpiece, with a damp cloth or tissue only, at least once a week. It is important to keep your inhaler clean and dry. It may not work as well if it gets dirty. Exchange cartridge not later than 3 months after insertion. Do not use the Respimat reusable inhaler for more than 1 year after having inserted the first cartridge. The recommended use is 6 cartridges per Respimat reusable inhaler. Keep Spialto Respimat in a cool, dry place where the temperature stays below 30 degrees Celsius. Do not freeze. Store it away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom or near a sink or in the car or on windowsills. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date located on the cartridge. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Do not be alarmed by the following list of side effects. You may not experience any of them. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Brain and nerves. Headache. Dizziness. Tiredness. Fatigue. Shaking. Nervousness. Generally feeling unwell. Trouble sleeping. Nose and sinus. Runny nose or nosebleeds. Sinusitis, a feeling of tension or fullness in the nose, cheeks and behind your eyes, sometimes with a throbbing ache, fever, stuffy nose and loss of the sense of smell. Mouth, throat, and airways. Dry or sore mouth or throat and discomfort when swallowing. Swollen, red sore tongue. Inflammation of the gums, gingivitis, or tooth decay. Sore, creamy yellow, raised patches in the mouth or throat, oral thrush. Hoarse voice. Flu-like symptoms, such as high temperature, sore throat, runny nose, cough, and chills. Shortness of breath, cough, or chest infections. Gut and digestion. A burning sensation in the chest rising up to the throat, also known as heartburn. Feeling sick, nausea. A change in bowel movements, e.g. constipation. Metabolism and nutrition. Dehydration. Musculoskeletal and connective tissue. Back or joint pain, joint swelling. Muscle spasm. Skin. Rash or dry skin. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Eyes. Blurred vision. Seeing halos around lights or colored images in association with red eyes. High pressure in the eye. Glaucoma. Mouth, throat, and airways. Worsening of breathing problems induced by the inhalation process. Inhaled medicines such as Spialto Respimat may cause tightness of the chest, coughing, wheezing, or breathlessness immediately after inhalation, increased rate of breathing, difficulty swallowing, heart, changes in the rhythm, or rate of heartbeat, fast, slow, or irregular, feeling of fluttering, racing, or skipping heartbeats, palpitations, increase, or decrease in blood pressure, bladder, difficulty passing urine, signs of a urinary tract infection such as, a frequent need to urinate, only passing a few drops of urine, burning pain, or a scalding sensation when urinating, feeling that the bladder is still full after urinating, pain above the pubic bone, blood in your urine, signs of low potassium levels in the blood, muscle spasm, muscle weakness, abnormal heart rhythm, signs of high blood sugar levels, passing large amounts of urine, excessive thirst, dry mouth and skin infection, or skin ulcer. What to do? Speak with your doctor as soon as possible if you have any of these serious side effects. Very serious side effects. Very serious side effects. Signs of an allergic reaction. Shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing. Swelling of the face, lips, mouth, tongue, or throat which may cause difficulty swallowing or breathing. Swelling of other parts of the body. Rash, itching, or hives on the skin. Heart, chest pain, angina pectoris slash heart attack. Gut and digestion. Severe pain in the stomach with bloating, gut cramps and vomiting. Signs of metabolic acidosis. Increased rate of breathing. Faster heartbeat. Headache or confusion. Weakness. Tiredness. Nausea and vomiting. Loss of appetite. What to do? Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these very serious side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a prescription. What Spialto Respimat contains. Active ingredients. Main ingredients. Perpuff. 2.5 micrograms tiotropium, as bromide monohydrate, and 2.5 micrograms holodaterol, as hydrochloride. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Benzalkonium chloride. Disodium etidate. Hydrochloric acid. Purified water. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Spialto Respimat looks like. Spialto Respimat is available as a solution for inhalation contained in the cartridge. The Spialto Respimat reusable inhaler with a light green colored cap enables you to inhale the medicine from the cartridge. Ostar 326008. Single pack. One Spialto Respimat reusable inhaler and one Spialto Respimat cartridge, providing 60 puffs, 30 doses. Double pack. One Spialto Respimat reusable inhaler and two Spialto Respimat cartridges, providing 60 puffs, 30 doses each. Triple pack. One Spialto Respimat reusable inhaler and three Spialto Respimat cartridges, providing 60 puffs, 30 doses each. Single refill pack. One Spialto Respimat cartridge, providing 60 puffs, 30 doses. Triple refill pack. Three Spialto Respimat cartridges, providing 60 puffs, 30 doses each. Not all pack sizes may be marketed. Who distributes Spialto Respimat? Spialto Respimat is distributed in Australia by Boehringer Ingelheim Pty Ltd. ABN 52000452308, Sydney, Australia. http://www.boehringerengelheim.com.au/. This leaflet was revised in May 2024. Spialto and Respimat are registered trademarks of Boehringer Ingelheim. Boehringer Ingelheim Pty Ltd. 2024.